through your radio work and your broadcasting, you're trying to achieve something in a world where you're kind of swimming upstream. What do you want to be your legacy?
That's a good one.
I stumped you, the man who talks for how many hours a week? That's good.
Well, you know, when I think about my legacy, I already have one. I'm the first New Zealander to have an American-based talk radio show in history. I've put more New Zealand activists on air and on YouTube than any other entity in history. I am New Zealand's most subscribed YouTube channel for news, including beating out all the mainstream media here hand over fist. In fact, if you combine most of the mainstream media outlets and the amount of subscribers they have on the YouTube channels, I'd basically be bigger than all of them combined, roundabouts. I have done so much for so many people that I already have a legacy and I'm only 28. To think about what my legacy is going to be after I'm gone, let's say it's 40 years down the track, let's say I die at the age of 68 or so. What I would hope is that because I never mention what date or time and things of that nature that my radio shows are broadcast at, specifically because one of my affiliates in Hamilton here in New Zealand tells me, don't mention them, because he plays rebroadcasts. And when you're playing a rebroadcast and you mention the name and the date and the title and all of that kind of stuff, people become very conscious that they're listening to a rebroadcast.
Yeah, sure.
So my shows, essentially, as I make them, are timeless. The information doesn't change, and it's current. Now, you've seen films before that even if they've been made decades and decades ago, they still have a really great core to them that is timeless. Or songs can do this as well. And what I wanted to create essentially is the world's largest archive of interviews with more people than any other radio show host has interviewed in the world's history, in a context where it doesn't matter if it's 100 years later or 200 years later, you can sit down and listen to these broadcasts and learn something about how the world is or was in that matter. In a way, I just want to help the people who go out there with their activism on their mind, exposing people who are, I don't know, horrific pedophiles or lying, cheating bankster scum or corrupt cops, military dictatorships and things of that nature, who put their lives on the line, have their houses and children and all of their comforts of life stripped from them because they refuse to sit back and allow tyranny to take root wherever they live. And I think that maybe that would be my legacy of helping to gain some coverage for more people covering more topics than anybody else through history. I'm already well on my way because I'm doing between 5 and 10 interviews a week plus.
That's fantastic, Vinny.